Hi, and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Nick Theodoulou. And first up, tourist arrivals for August and September are expected to be similar to those of July's, but officials are not ruling out a slight rise in the near future, Deputy Tourism Minister Savas Berdios has said. But Cyprus will likely not reach 2019 arrival numbers until the second half of 2024, the minister warned. He said that his ministry's efforts to promote local tourism would continue in the autumn to extend the tourist season, at least domestically, adding that this all depended on the changing epidemiological picture in Cyprus and abroad. He said that 2021 was a transitional year that would hopefully lead towards the start of a recovery in 2022, but he cautioned that it was still too early to make any predictions. It will probably be the second half of 2024 until Cyprus can reach 2019 levels again, the minister said. And next, the government's process for the issuance of an EU digital COVID certificate to vaccinated Turkish Cypriots has been described by users as impractical and nonsensical. Complaints were made as a total of 86 Turkish Cypriots who planned to travel abroad applied for the pass between the launch of the government's platform at noon on Wednesday, according to a Deputy Ministry of Innovation official. However, the process was criticised as it requires Turkish Cypriots to upload their flight ticket, which is not a requirement for Greek Cypriots to obtain the same validation. One Turkish Cypriot told the Cyprus Mail he didn't see a reason for the discrimination. He also heard a lot of complaints from other Turkish Cypriots. A Turkish Cypriot journalist posted the Health Ministry's rejection of her application in a tweet, saying she had uploaded her Cyprus public ID, vaccination card, and a ticket, but was ultimately rejected after several hours of trying. In the meantime, the EU yesterday said it would accept green passes from North Macedonia, Turkey, and the Ukraine as of today, under the same conditions as the EU digital COVID certificate. Moving on. So far, none of the people who came into contact with Morpho Bishop Neophidos on Sunday have tested positive for the coronavirus after the bishop himself recently tested positive. The head of Driselia's community, Christophoros Ioannidis, where Neophidos held the service on Sunday, said around 66 residents were tested without any positives. Ioannidis said more people came into contact with Neophidos, but they did not live in the village. The community's priest and his relatives also live elsewhere. He estimated that up to 200 people received communion from the bishop. Receiving the bread usually entails kissing the priest's hand. The service was followed by lunch, with the participation of around 30 people, mainly the bishop's entourage and the community priest's family. The bishop is to remain isolated until August the 28th. And next, President Nikos Anastasiadis has said that comments made by former Turkish Cypriot leader Mustafa Akinci on the potential annexation of the north vindicates the Greek Cypriot side's version of events in Crans Montana back in 2017. Anastasiadis' comments came a day after Akinci was reported as saying that Turkey has the annexation of the north on its agenda. Akinci also warned that the north was becoming increasingly dependent on Turkey. Anastasiadis said that Akinci's comments were revealing of Turkey's long-term aims. And next, Paphos CID are investigating an alleged punch-up over crop damage between two farmers, leading to one of them being injured. According to police, a 65-year-old cattle farmer made a complaint to Guglia police after an incident that took place in Dimi, where he keeps his animals. The alleged victim said he had received a phone call from a 54-year-old farmer from Aya Barbara, asking him to meet at his field to review the damage to his bean crops, which he claims was caused by the older man's animals. Their argument turned violent, but after the altercation was over, the alleged attacker drove his victim to the Paphos hospital. And finally, the government has been forced to deny a Turkish newspaper report that Afghan President Ashraf Ghani intended to apply for asylum in the Republic of Cyprus. The Turkish newspaper Yeni Safak had claimed that Ghani had applied or was considering applying for asylum in Cyprus. Ghani left Afghanistan on Sunday as the Taliban took over the capital Kabul. And that's all for today. But as always, for the latest news, commentary, and analysis, check out www.cyprus-mail.com.